Well, it's that time of the year again. We're talking burgers. Iowa's Best Burger Contest is going on. The Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association are now working on this project. And Katie Olthoff is the Director of Communications, and she's going to talk a little bit with us this morning about that fun and tasty project. Katie, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Well, good. Well, Beef Month isn't too far down the road, and we're seeing we're seeing kind of the weather turning more toward May weather here lately, so it's getting us thinking about getting outside and grilling again.
That's right, and we're leading up to May Beef Month, starting out our competition this year for Iowa's Best Burger.
Exciting stuff. Now, the Chuck Wagon restaurant in Adair, just up the road from us here, was the winner last year. I know they were awful excited about that.
Yeah, they have such an amazing burger and really a great story. Kim, the owner, she's fairly young for owning a restaurant, and she's done a great job with it and definitely deserving to win last year. So, you know, she can't win again this year, but I would still recommend you go and visit and try out that burger so you know what we're looking for.
I know a lot of folks have. You know, it's kind of fun with this contest is because there are so many restaurants. We hear so much about how difficult it is to make it work in a restaurant, how many fail after shortly starting, and they just have a hard time getting off the ground. It's great to be able to focus on the successes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, a burger is such a classic menu item, but when you have a really outstanding one like the Chuck Wagon does or some of the other restaurants around Iowa, I think that can really help make it in the restaurant world.
Yeah, if you find something that people really dive into, you can really make a good go of it here, and they're proving that. Well, let's talk burgers. Now, you mentioned burger. It's kind of a staple. We all have an idea in our minds of what the perfect burger is, and we all think a little bit differently when it comes to that. So how do you come down to what makes a good burger, the best burger?
Well, that's a really good point. Everybody likes their own different condiments or their different toppings. And so what we are judging is the burger patty itself. So we're looking for a 100% beef patty. You know, we don't want any other proteins mixed in there. None of those veggie burgers. We're looking for a beef patty this time around. And the condiments and the toppings can be whatever you want, but it does have to be served on a bread product. Either bread or a bun or a tortilla or something like that.
Katie, do you find that most of these burgers that get awarded year after year in this contest come from animals that are grown, that are raised locally?
Oh, absolutely. So Iowa has about 3.85 million head of cattle right now, 27,000 beef producers in the state, and we are fourth in the nation for the number of cattle on feed. So we are producing a lot of really great beef here in the state, and we're really proud to be able to showcase that with Iowa's Best Burger Contest.
Yeah, there's no reason to look elsewhere for your burgers.
That's right. When you want to go out and sample these burgers and make sure that you've got the best of the best before you nominate, and you can do that pretty guilt-free, because I don't know if you realize this, but a 3-ounce serving of beef only has 150 calories, but it's chock full of 25 grams of protein. That is a huge amount of protein for that low calorie count. So you also get zinc, iron, B vitamins with that beef as well. So when you're out testing these burgers, you can feel confident that you're getting a good nutritional value too.
You're not just helping the local economy and your local restaurateur, you're helping yourself with your health as well.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the contest specifically, because you need the help of a lot of people to make this work.
That's right. Last year, we had over 6,000 votes come in that represented 311 restaurants across the state of Iowa. I think it would be awesome if we could find some more great restaurants, just like the Chuck Wagon and Adair. So we want to increase our number of nominations, increase the number of restaurants that are represented. The best way for people to nominate their favorite burger is to go to iabeef.org or text the word beef to 313131. Some restaurants will also have paper forms that you can fill out. If the restaurant doesn't have a paper form, you sure encourage them to go to iabeef.org and print one off so that you can send that in as well.
Yeah, I know you're trying to give folks more opportunities to be able to submit those nominations easily in ways that fit into their lifestyle. And are you getting a lot more of those electronic votes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just so easy for people nowadays when they're sitting at the restaurant, they have a great burger, they can go ahead and just text BEEF to 313131 and do their nomination right there.
You know, Katie, I don't want to give away all your secrets, but is there something that folks should include? Do they just, when they nominate, do they just check the boxes, or do they send in some sort of a description? Is there something that they should do to help get their restaurant get noticed?
The first round is really just check the box. Make sure that you get your burger nominated before March 13th. Then after March 13th, we're going to total up all those nominations. Like I said, there were more than 6,000 last year. So we'll total those up and figure out the restaurants that had the most nominations. The top 10 restaurants, we'll send a secret panel of judges out to taste test their burgers, and then our judges will choose the final winner. So first round for our restaurant goers is just to share the restaurant name and the burger, and then we'll send our panels to, or our judges to do the hard work of really critiquing it.
So who are these lucky judges? Where do they come from?
It is a secret. I can't share that. So I actually don't even know who they are. We keep that under pretty tight wraps. So
we've got to have our secrets. Very good.
That's right. I mean, we have volunteers every year that want to be the judges, but
that's. Oh, I'm sure you have people lined up waiting to do that. Absolutely, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And we have plenty of people that like to travel the state and do their own top 10 tour and do their own unofficial judging. So, you know, in mid-March, we'll be posting that list of top 10 restaurants, and you are more than welcome to go and do that on your own, too.
Well, and just the same way that people continue to go back to some of these past winners, they like to do that, too, and make a tour out of it. It is really, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, we have, this is our eighth year, so we've got 7 winners in the past, and like you said, it is kind of a neat thing, and especially if you get to travel the state for any reason, it's nice to know that there's a restaurant you can go to where you can get a really great burger.
You know, Katie, I'm looking through the list of past winners. We mentioned the Chuck Wagon restaurant in Adair last year. You've got, let's see here. You've got the Coon Bowl 3 up in Coon Rapids in 2012, the Rusty Duck over in Dexter in 2011, 2010, the Sac County Cattle Company. I don't know, but it seemed to the bargain.
You know, we may or may not have had that discussion internally. We seem to have a lot of winners from Western Iowa, and we're not sure why that is. Could be because we have such great media support over in Western Iowa, you know, helping us get the word out about the contest.
And such loyal burger eaters.
And some great burger eaters and some great restaurateurs, right?
You bet, you bet. Do you have any favorites?
Well, I love the Chuck Wagons in Adair. I really do. I don't think I've had a better burger anywhere. Other than that, I tend to just order a mushroom and Swiss, and that makes me pretty happy no matter where I'm at. So.
You take what you can get there. Very good. And ultimately, you mentioned that the winner will be announced in May because that's May Beef Month.
That's right. So, you know, it's a couple months leading up to May Beef Month, but we've got to run the competition this way. So we'll have a month for everybody to put in their nominations, about a month for our judges to go out and visit places, and then we'll be ready to announce in May.
Now, I should mention, too, am I correct here that the restaurant can't nominate itself?
The restaurant cannot nominate itself, but the restaurant can place nomination forms on their tables or, you know, encourage their servers to remind people about the contest.
You bet. So it really does boil down to folks who enjoy these local burgers. They're the ones that have to get behind their local restaurants.
That's right, and it can be a huge boon for the local economy because after we announce the top 10, and especially after we announce the winner, these restaurants will see double to triple the traffic immediately. I mean, the very next meal time, there will be a full house, and that continues on for several months. So definitely, you know, want to make sure that you get your local restaurants nominated.
That's awesome. So if they want to know more, they can find out online.
That's right. IABEEF.org has all the rules as well as the nomination form, or text BEEF to 313131.
All right, very good. Pretty easy to remember. Just make sure you get out there and enjoy those great hamburgers that we have around the area. Enjoy those great beef burgers, and then make sure you get those nominations in, too. Don't let somebody slip through the cracks. It might be really worthy of the top burger here in Iowa this year. Katie, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have fun with this.
Thank you. I plan to eat a lot of great burgers in the next month.